It's Tuesday, June 6th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On May 11th, an evangelical pastor and his wife were among the 43 villagers killed in Karu County, Nigeria. Pastor Daniel Denbeki of the evangelical church Winning All was asleep in his home when the Fulani Muslim attack occurred during the night. A witness told Morningstar News that, quote, most of the victims killed during the attack were women, children, and the aged, as most of them were unable to escape as the armed Muslim terrorists shot randomly at anyone they sighted during the ambush on the village, end quote. Thus far, the state government has not said anything about the attack nor rendered any assistance to displaced Christians. Good news! An appeals court judge in Tehran, Iran, has released two Christians commuting a 2-year prison sentence for Hamayan Zaveh, age 64, and his wife Sarah Ahmadi, age 45, reports Morningstar News. In the decision, the judge wrote that, quote, the reports by the officers of the Ministry of Intelligence about organization of home groups to promote Christianity, membership, and participation in home groups are not considered as acts against the country's security, and the law has not recognized them as criminal activity, end quote. Last Friday, a massive train wreck involving 2 passenger trains and a freight train in Calcutta, India, resulted in over 275 deaths, reports the Associated Press. That's the worst train accident since 2004, when the Queen of the Sea train in Sri Lanka was struck by a tsunami, killing 1,700 people. In 2021, 16,000 people were killed in train accidents in India. That compares to 33,000 people killed in auto accidents in the U.S. The Norwegian Refugee Council has issued its list of the most neglected crises of people who have been displaced or exiled from their countries. Number one is Burkina Faso, with 2 million people internally displaced, a crisis caused by ISIS and other radical Muslim groups. Congo comes in second place with 5.7 million displaced persons. Venezuela, Colombia, and Sudan also register high on the list. Plus, Nigeria tops 2.4 million displaced persons as of 2023, up from 1.7 million in 2017. Many of these are Christians who have been severely persecuted by radical Muslim groups. Deuteronomy 10 verses 17 through 19 says, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. The Colorado Education Association has officially embraced a communist agenda as the worldview to be taught to Colorado's 883,264 students, reports the Denver Gazette. It adopted a resolution to oppose capitalism and all, quote, income inequality, end quote. The author of the resolution quoted the manifesto, calling for, quote, workers of the world to unite, end quote. The Colorado Education Association represents more than 39,000 K-12 teachers and support professionals. Christian families, heed the warning of Colossians 2, verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Another 170-plus congregations are disaffiliating with the United Methodists, this time in the state of Ohio. This takes the number of church disaffiliations over 4,500 since 2019, based on the tally of the United Methodist News. However, that's still only 15% of the total UMC churches in the U.S. The schism is largely due to the ongoing allowance of openly homosexual pastors or bishops to operate in the denomination. The largest numbers of departures have come from Texas, North Carolina, and Alabama. Comparing the pro-LGBT Presbyterian Church USA to the more conservative Presbyterian denominations, the conservative evangelicals now make up 37% of the total Presbyterians in America. By contrast, Just 20 years ago, the conservative Presbyterian to total Presbyterian ratio was 14%. Bitcoin continues its slide downwards, scraping $25,500 yesterday. It's now down from a $65,500 high set in November 2021. After booting conservative Tucker Carlson, Fox News primetime ratings have sagged 37%, according to Deadline.com. Meanwhile, MSNBC saw a viewership uptick of 14% last month, year over year. And finally, Matt Walsh's documentary on the transgender movement entitled What is a Woman? Reached 173.5 million views over the weekend. That compares to the top documentary on YouTube, standing right now at 76 million views. Walsh is a conservative Catholic commentator plugged in with the Daily Wire. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.